We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. So this is a show that could be awesome.
Or it is a show I might regret drowning myself in tequila later on tonight. The choice is yours. Do you want to see me intoxicated? Probably, but I don't. So anyway, what is or are your hobbies? What do you guys do for fun? And I've run through a whole list of them. Photography, fishing, hunting, whitewater rafting, didn't mention that. Some of you keep bees. Some of you make pottery at home. Some of you keep chickens at home. Thinking agriculturally here, must be the fair in the air. Some of you parachute. Some of you scuba dive. What is your thing? Some of you collect antiques. Some of you are antiques and collect dust. 803-0930 is the phone number. *930 on the cell phone and 1-800-616-WBEN. And whenever I meet somebody, and I know two people who do this, who keep bees, I'm fascinated by what gets people in that mindset. At what point do you say, you know what, I want to be a beekeeper? Maybe for some of you it's a family thing. Gardening, again, that is supposedly America's number one hobby. 803, maybe your number one hobby is spending money on Amazon. 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Another one of America's favorite pastimes is popping the plastic bubbles. That is awesome. The bubble wrap, oh. Anyway, it brings out, oh, the noise. What are you doing, Michael? Michael in Buffalo, speak to me, sweetheart. Michael in Buffalo. I don't know what happened to Michael in Buffalo, but that was a little rough on the ears. I'm sorry if it got to you. If you're listening with headphones, yikes. All right. So what is your hobby? What do you do? Do you bicycle? Do you run? Are you a jogger? An avid jogger? Some of you, they say, actually read. You actually go to the library and read. Some of you do it at home. There are so many ways that we, as human beings in Western New York, pass the time. Things that you enjoy doing. You might do it for a little bit of extra money as a side hustle. You might do it, and it costs you money, like parachuting. I mean, everybody's got a story who's done it about the first time I went skydiving. Man, we'd love to hear that. Used to be a TV show called Ripcord. And if you're bored someday, you can go to the internet. There's actually a video online of two of the Ripcord planes in a mid-air collision. They both crashed. Everybody survived because they had parachutes. All right, let's go to Becky in Hamburg. Becky, you're on WBEN, and what is your hobby? What is your passion? What is your pastime? What does Becky do?
Hi. Well, I retired about 10 years ago, and I didn't want to sit around doing nothing, so I went over to my cousin's reindeer farm, and I played with the reindeer.
Okay, on the list of unexpected calls, this would be high on it. Can we just get back to the idea of reindeer farm?
Yep.
Okay, where is the reindeer farm?
It's in Hamburg on Old Lakeview Road. It's called Antler Ridge Reindeer Farm.
Oh, my.
And he's got a nice herd of reindeer, and we got babies right now. He's bottle feeding a few of them.
Why does he have to bottle feed them? I mean, don't they have mothers? Did their mothers leave them at the firehouse door?
Sometimes the moms are new moms, and they don't know what to do with the babies. Sometimes the babies might be a little weak and not know what to do, how to suckle and what have you.
Oh.
So Mike will take them, and he'll bottle feed them and get them back on their feet.
So why reindeer? I mean, what does one do with reindeer? This is a stupid question, I know, but I know Santa uses reindeer, but he can only use so many. Do people eat reindeer?
Actually, some people do eat reindeer. We do not. They are pets.
Okay.
But I always tell people that the reindeer work for 6 weeks out of the year and get a 42-week vacation.
Sounds like me this year. okay, you work at a reindeer farm. You volunteer at the reindeer farm. I would imagine because it involves live animals who need veterinary care, this has got to be a very expensive hobby.
It's not a hobby for Mike. It's his passion and his career, and that's why they work 6 weeks out of the year.
Okay, this is going to sound stupid, but what do they do the 6 weeks of the year?
Well, during the holiday season, and some of them are leased out. So
I love our new phone system. Hey, corporate, this has worked out really well.
For their place in Hershey. And different nurseries or zoos will lease. We also do displays at Arcade Attica Railroad. I do that display every
year. You do the display every year. I think we got that.
They have the Polar Express.
Wow. I would imagine that not only the kids, but the adults enjoy seeing real live reindeer, especially at a setting like the Arcade and Attica Railroad.
They do. We usually have two reindeer there, and the kids can come up and pet them if the reindeer would want to. And they can feed. We usually have raisins there that they feed them.
What else do reindeer eat?
Wonderful.
What else do reindeer eat? I mean, the expenses have got to be staggering. What do they feed upon?
Well, Mike has a special pellet made up for them that has all kinds of nutrients in it. Also contains garlic to help stave off
vampires,
fleas, and ticks. And then they also get a treat called beet pulp. It's a derivative of the beets.
Wow.
And they love willow. Right now the willow trees are growing, so we cut down the willow branches and feed them to them.
This is more than I ever knew about reindeer. Antler Ridge Reindeer Farm. I'm fascinated by it. This is going to be a stupid question, but it won't be the first one I've ever asked in my life. And that is, are the reindeer antlers kind of velvety?
Right now they're velvety. In about another month, they're going to start shedding their velvet. And then after that, they're real hard. They're bone. They're made out of the same material that your bones are made out of.
Oh, my. How long do reindeer live?
On the farm, they'll live anywhere from like 12 to 16 years. Maybe we had one that she was about 18, 19 when she passed away. In the Netherlands and that, where they...
In the Netherlands, we heard that much.
Maybe 7 or 8 years old.
I'm sorry. Our phone system, in an effort to save money, corporate replaced our phones with string and tin cans, which I'm thrilled about. You're going to have to repeat that part about the Netherlands. I got lost.
On the farm, with the vet care they get and everything, they usually 12 to maybe 16 years old. We had one that lasted 18 or 19 years old. She was quite an old girl. And in the Netherlands and that area over there, Siberia and what have you, where they run in packs of thousands, they're still domesticated, but they only last around 7 years, maybe.
Hmm. Well, that's awesome. I'm very impressed. I love the call. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You haven't sent pictures. I mean, why have you not sent reindeer pictures to Tom at WBEN.com?
I have hundreds of reindeer pictures. I will send them to you.
Not hundreds. Not hundreds. Don't do that to me. Pick the best three.
I will pick the best three and send them to you.
All right. Thanks, love. I appreciate the call. That is awesome.
Merry Christmas in July.
Yeah, August, honey. it only feels like July in my mind. Okay, this is exactly where I'm going with this. What is your hobby? Who, every single thing that I mentioned, where were reindeer on your list in your mind? They weren't even on the horizon. No, they weren't even in my hypersonic brain's ability to think. Hypersonic brain? Yeah. Here is Toby in Buffalo. Toby, your passion, your hobby. What is it that you do that you love? Maybe it's softball, volleyball, badminton, the world's fastest racket sport.
Well, I was starting to sing Grandma Got Run Over by the Reindeer when the phone cut out. But the best part is, no, my kid actually got me into garage sailing and estate sales because he likes collecting weird stuff like old bottles and things like that. But my hobby turned 5 years ago into traveling, camping. Thousand Islands, Kentucky, Philadelphia, D.C., Hall of Fame. We've been all over, as many vacations as I can take. Even if they're like, you know, your famous day trips that you guys talk about. All the ones, you know, the historical ones like up to Sackett's Harbor and Gettysburg and Watkins Glen, just one right after another another, as many as I can check off.
You're filled with wanderlust, and for somebody who loves to travel, and I love to travel, but COVID, how much of a crimp did that put into your, dare I use the word, lifestyle?
No, actually, it increased it because no one was around. We went to campsites, and there was three people there. It was just awesome. We traveled all over. During COVID, we went to Mega Caverns in Louisville, Kentucky, and out into Red River Gorge. All during COVID. It's a national forest. There's no, you don't check in or nothing. You just go there and whatever campsite, you just take it. First come, first serve.
Now, how about the expenses? Traveling is a lot of fun, but in my experience, when the bill comes in, it's one of those, ooh, that hurt.
Well, actually, I got to disagree with you, Tom. We just came back from the Thousand Islands. The campsites, the one campsite for 8 days cost $86. The other one for 5 days cost $68. And then, you know, we got a tow-behind camper, so all it is food and then whatever attractions you want to get into.
See, perhaps you didn't hear the show the other day, but my idea of roughing it is the Marriott. Just not an outdoors, not an outdoors guy. I mean, not sleeping outdoors.
No, but we don't sleep outdoors either. We have air conditioning and all that on comfy beds. But the point is that...
But even the fuel costs.
No, the fuel costs actually only this last... 9 or 10, 12 months.
Well, that's all Trump and Putin's fault, you know. Sorry.
Well, you know, I got the solar powered camper that powers it. No, never mind. But, maybe I can hook some of those reindeer up. That would be a treat.
Oh, I can't wait to get the pictures of the reindeer. Are you kidding me? So traveling is your thing. Let's just get back to something else. Garage sailing, because I would love to talk to people who have almost permanent displays up, and you're always there every weekend at the flea markets, or every weekend your place has some kind of a driveway or garage sale going on. What motivates you? What drives you? And as far as Toby, buying stuff at antique places, buying stuff at garage sales, there comes a point, does there not, when you can just have too much crap?
I've been giving away crap for 6 years now, trying to be a minimalist.
Yes.
But he has got his grandma's collecting ability, so he's got about 100 different Coke bottles and old bottles and stuff like that. Also, he is just a collector. He loves, like, anything geological, rocks, crystals, geodes. So, I don't know. It's just fun watching, because it's like reliving your childhood. You know, when you travel with your kids, light up, your eyes light up, you know?
Yeah. Okay, rock collecting is something else, as we saw from Andy Dufresne in The Shawshank Redemption. He was into geology. I mean, collect rocks, you might be able to bust out of prison someday. I thank you very much, Toby. Very interesting call. Took us in different directions. What is your passion? What do you like to do? What is or are your hobbies? This show is about you. I want to look into your head more. I want to know a little bit more about you. Boating, sailboating, motorboating. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Here is Michael. Michael is in Buffalo. Michael, you're on WBEN. I think we lost you before. Sorry about that. I'd say it was you, but I'm pretty sure it was us. What is your hobby, sir? What do you enjoy doing?
I'm a scuba diver. I spoke to you last when Craig Lerner passed away. You had me on for three segments as an expert diver in the foot of Ferry Street.
Yes, yes. Horrible day.
Yes.
But hopefully we can get into some things that aren't horrible today. I probably have asked you this before if we've spoken before, but how did you get into scuba diving? What motivated you to do it?
At a young age, about 14 years old, we had a summer cottage in Angola. A friend I met was 16 years old, used to come to my beach and use a mask and snorkel. So I thought, that's neat. I should try it. I bought myself a cheap vinyl and plastic mask and snorkel. I loved it. Even though I'm no longer friends with this fellow, we drifted apart. I continued to scuba dive.
Hopefully you didn't lessons. You didn't drift apart as dive buddies, I hope.
No.
He's somewhere in the St. Lawrence by now, anyway.
Yes. I took the lessons in 1973, and that means next year I'll have 50 years that I've been scuba diving.
That is pretty impressive. So do you do it to see the marine wildlife? Do you wreck dive? What exactly do you enjoy about it?
I like finding things in the water.
Such as cell phones? I'm sorry, you got to repeat that. And yes, I'm about to write a nasty memo to people responsible for this phone system. Can you repeat what it is you like to find?
Fishing lures, sinkers, which I give back away to the fishermen, old bottles, coins, relics, jewelry. I go to Florida for the winter and I look for fossils down there.
Oh, there's plenty of them, man. You go to St. Petersburg. Oh, you mean in the water? Never mind. I thought you were talking about people. Well, I mean, in St. Petersburg, they do bring the cart down the streets in the morning. Bring out your dead! It's like being in the Middle Ages. Okay, so fossils, that's cool. Now, when you say relics, you got to explain, what do you mean when you say relic? I talked to a diver once, showed me a bottle of bootleg booze filled from the 20s that he pulled up from the Niagara River.
Those at the foot of Ontario. Yesterday, I found a...
This is going to drive me right out of this...
Okay.
You found something by
1922 New York State driver's license, the license plate
from 1922.
So that's 100 years old. I found it yesterday.
Are the letters and numbers still clear on it?
Yes, six different numbers.
You could actually, if you wanted to, figure out a way to trace whoever the owner of that was. New York State
Probably
Department of Motor Vehicles. You'd have to go back into the archives, but I'm sure they could tell you.
Yes.
That is really super cool. But, okay, now let me just play, because I'm gonna be my mother here for a minute. Okay, so you found a license plate from 1922. What are you going to do with it?
Stick it in my house. I've got one large house. I put things in the house, and when people want them, I generally give them away. Sometimes I'll sell something that's more valuable.
What have you sold? How much money did you sell the most valuable thing you ever found?
Well, I find golf balls all the time. I put them in movie theater. 70 golf balls fit in a bucket.
Wow. The third of that I heard. It sounded great. Thank you kindly, Michael. I appreciate the call.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, baby, welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome to the show. And as I always say, today I've been saying, this will either be a great show or it is going to suck wind. So far, I think it's rather been great. Talking to you about your hobbies, your pastimes, what it is you like to do. And gardening is supposed to be one of America's top 10 pastimes. But I have found in Western New York, classic cars are a big pastime with people. Scuba diving. Last caller was a scuba diver. Have yet to hear from a parachutist. The one that I wasn't expecting, her hobby, volunteering with a relative's reindeer farm. That one I did not see coming. Then again, I only see half of what's coming anyway. But that's another story. 803-0930 is the phone number. Star 930 on the cell phone. 1-800-616-WBEN. I would say at this point in my life, my biggest hobby is hanging out with friends, typically listening to music. That is my biggest pastime. My going out is my biggest pastime. I know it's weird. I'd like to travel like the other guy. He was a travel bug. He had wanderlust, but the cost of a gallon of gasoline has gotten a little bit ridiculous. Getting a little bit better, but you obviously know what it's doing to your family budget. But runners, I know we have runners in the audience, and runners. See, I don't exactly have runner's legs. I do have ice skater's legs, but not speed skater legs. But running, I could never understand, because it just seemed to me, I mean, and again, don't laugh. This is not an excuse for being lazy or slovenly, okay? But the knees are parts of your body, it's kind of easy to wear out. It's like the shoulder girdle muscles. Easy mobility, but with the mobility comes a decrease in stability. The knees are your knees. And I just think, and don't laugh, I know you're getting your cardio in. I get that. But whenever I see you guys running on the sidewalk or running on the street, I think to myself, God love them, but I wonder what their knees are going to be like in 5 years. But then again, I know people who've been runners for I don't know how long, and they're doing just fine. Thank you very much. But we've all got different stuff we like to do. You might like to build things. You might like to paint things like an amateur artist. You might like to make your own clay vessels. You might. There are so many ways to pass time. I can't believe we haven't heard from any beekeeper. We haven't heard from kite flyers. There's something else. I got an email from somebody. I think he called in a few weeks ago. He likes to fly kites. Grown man, makes his own kites, flies his own kites. And there are worse ways to spend an afternoon. I haven't flown a kite in 40 years, maybe 50 years. Wow, it's a lot of kites I've saved. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. And again, when you call in, please go on the air. If Lucas had one thing he could say to you, it would be, Tom, please tell people whose first words are, I don't want to go on the air, but not to call. That is like every call screener's bane of their existence. I don't want to go on the air because Lucas has...
He,
Bill in Wheatfield, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Hey, Hey, am I speaking to that the funky white boy?
Yes, you are, sir. I don't know how funky, yeah. Certainly white.
Yes, I bought an 1860 abandoned farmhouse that is my hobby right now. You know, I do the cars. I'm working in the garage, 69 GTO convertible. I do antique motorcycles, you know. I do a lot of what other people have called in on, but this 1860 farmhouse is, I'm really enjoying working on it because I'm restoring the outside. You know, I'll never aluminum side it. I stain it, and every time I do something, people come over and give me compliments.
I would imagine. Well, you're taking a piece of real property that was dilapidated and abandoned, and you're turning it into something nice. What possessed you? I mean, I think we'd like to know the backstory. What possessed you to buy an abandoned farmhouse?
Well, real quick, when I was looking for a home, I used to go to, Better Homes and Gardens. And at the time, they would showcase four homes. And one of them was always a farmhouse. And I just kind of got stuck on that, and I went with a realtor, and I said I wanted to buy an old farmhouse. And he found me this one was abandoned that it lost, you know, the fella had lost it to the bank, and then he went through the house with a hatchet.
Through the house with a hatchet? What, if I can't enjoy it, nobody's going to?
Right, exactly.
Oh, man, what a maniac. Probably haunted by his spirit. How long has it been abandoned?
It had probably been abandoned, 4 years. 4 years. They're looking for the bank was looking for the right person to buy it that could, not default on it again.
Yeah, I was going to say, they don't care what it looks like. They just want the money to come in that they fronted you. So, all right, let's just talk about the abandoned farmhouse. It goes back to 1860, which I think is cool in and of itself. Can you tell us roughly, is it in Erie County, Niagara County? Do you want to be specific?
Niagara County.
Oh, that's gorgeous. Okay, I like your choice already. I'm falling in love with Niagara County all over again. Niagara County, okay. So how many square foot does this farm, square feet does this farmhouse contain?
You know, I'm no good at that. I don't.
Well, when you bought the place, what did they say?
Yeah, you know, I don't remember.
Okay. Would you describe it as small, medium, or large?
It's not small.
We'll call it medium. Does it have a working fireplace?
Yes.
Are you a handy kind of man? Are you somebody who you can do your own carpentry, you can do your own drywall, you can install your own flooring, you do your own
electrical? Yes. Well, that's it. I've done it. I've been doing it all myself. The only thing that I had somebody do, it's got original yellow pine flooring. And I didn't want to try sanding it. I wanted a professional to do it, and it came out beautiful, the flooring on the inside.
Yeah, you got to have professionals do sanding. A lot of people screw that job up because it's so easy. It's so easy to mess that one up. And the plumbing, I presume it does have indoor plumbing.
Yes, yes. The upstairs bathroom I did myself, and I did all my own copper plumbing. But the downstairs I did have a contractor do the downstairs bathroom.
You actually found a contractor? Good for you. I applaud you. That takes some diligence these days. They actually showed up and worked?
Yeah. Well, you
good
know,
for
when you don't
you.
Pay them right away, you can kind of get them to work with them. They want the money. You don't want to pay them ahead of time, you know, and no down payment. You know,
sometimes it's half now, half on delivery with the contract. How about the roof? What kind of shape is the roof in?
It's good. You know, I would have loved to have gone, you know, it's the original wood shake shingles that had to come off. And I did put 50-year asphalt shingles on it. But, you know, I kind of wish now that I had gone with a steel roof. I think that would look kind of neater.
I was just going to say. First of all, I am captivated by this call. This is something this is why I'm doing this topic, because I want to know about you guys and what you're into. And I wasn't expecting this in a million years. A guy buys an abandoned farmhouse, he is totally renovating what was a derelict piece of property, which I presume had good bones.
Yes.
Structurally sound.
First thing I would always do on anything I would look at, I don't even want to look at the upstairs, living quarters. I go right to the basement. This one has a cellar, it was a stone, field stone that was parged over. But you always go to the cellar and make sure that there's no, wall damage.
Absolutely.
Because nobody comes, you can spend thousands of dollars fixing it. Nobody ever comes over and says, oh, you got a beautiful basement wall,
Yeah, I'll try to make sure there's no bodies in the basement. That can be an unsettling situation. So I think a lot of people are curious because, I know the people listening right now are probably saying, oh, I want to buy this when he's done. Are you going to flip it or are you going to keep it?
No, I'm going to keep it. I got a lot of my heart and soul into this thing. And, every time I get something else done and friends or family come over and, oh, they really like this or they really like that. And, I know you're not into gardening, but that's part of what I'm doing, too, is the gardens around it.
I enjoy looking at gardens. I just don't like to do the work anymore.
Right.
It's a simple time equation. What else could I be doing with the time I'm now weeding? I could be sitting on my butt watching a band with my friends, which is much more appealing to me these days than I think I'm going to spend 5 hours on my knees weeding. I got to tell you, brother, I am envious of you. And if you want, to send before and after pictures to Tom at WBEN.com. If you want to do it, I'd be happy to post those pictures because I think a lot of people, myself included, are very curious. But, obviously we want to protect your privacy as well. And what was your social again?
Yeah, right.
And I'll need your mother's maiden name and the 3-digit code in the back of your card. If you want to send pictures, brother, that'd be great. But I'm so envious that you have the skills to do that because it sounds like it would be so much fun. You see these guys on TV, what are they, the Property Brothers, whatever they are. They come in, they turn these derelict properties or these forlorn properties into really appealing places. And I am so jealous.
Yeah, it's coming out beautiful. I'm really proud of it.
Should be.
I
just like to remind you, Bill, that if you don't have any natural offspring, that I am available for adoption for any and all wills. Thought I'd put that thought in your mind. Any bequests are more than welcome to help the family exchequer. I am glad you called, Bill. Thank you so much.
All right. Nice talking to you.
Oh, are you kidding? It was my great pleasure. Guys, seriously, this is why I'm doing the show. Was that not one of the most awesome calls ever? Sorry, but I get off on that stuff. Maybe I do because I can't do it myself. Pete in Lancaster is next because we lost him. Pete, you're on WBEN. What do you like to do?
I like writing songs.
Well, this is interesting. Do tell more.
Just something I got into as a kid and just been doing it all throughout my life and just having a good time. I finally got a good bunch of guys that I'm working with that we record. And as you well know, there's no music business anymore. So it's literally a labor of love.
Well, there is a music business, but like everything else, it has transformed itself.
Yeah, true.
It's just now it's all streaming now and you're going to have to tour like Springsteen and have ticket changes that, ticket prices that change on people at the last minute.
Yeah, if I could afford to tour like Springsteen and charge the money that he gets, I'd be glad to do it.
So, okay, hold on, Pete. Would you please? Because I'm fascinated. I want to know a little bit about your process, if that's okay with you. Or those of you in Canada, his process. We've gotten some great calls. I'm going to keep this up because you guys are hitting me with stuff like snowballs from behind. I don't even see this coming. Can I tell you something, guys, real quickly? I've been dying to do this topic for a few months now, and I was nervous about bringing it out. Seriously. And I'm glad I did, because it's going great. What is your hobby? Where are your passions? Could be skiing, could be water skiing, could be running, could be bicycling, could be motorcycles, could be renovating properties. That's something for fun and profit. I'm fascinated by what it is that turns you guys on. I know that birds turn you on. That's one of the reasons I'm doing the show. I did 4 hours on bird watching. 4 hours on bird watching. You could not get a call into this show that day. So I'm just branching it out for everybody today. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's get back to Pete in Lancaster, who is a songwriter. And first of all, I'm going to presume that you grew up listening. What kind of music did you grow up listening to, Pete?
It was the typical British Invasion stuff. I still remember watching. I think I was about 5 years old, and I saw The Beatles on Ed Sullivan, and I still remember watching it over at my uncle's house. But then it progressed into the 70s, and you know, a lot of the singer-songwriter stuff really fascinated me. And I'm like, I bet you I can do this. So I just taught myself how to play guitar, and it just, I don't know, it just kind of seemed to come naturally to me. I've just enjoyed doing it.
No, I'm glad it came naturally to you. There are some great songs and great songwriters, and some of them are one-hit wonders, and some of them had obviously a string of hits. Jeff Lynne is a great songwriter. Dave Loggins, Please Come to Boston. What a great song. He is a member, I think, of the Country Music Hall of Fame, but, you know, outside of a small clique of fans. Al Stewart, Year of the Cat, Time Passages. Jerry Rafferty of Steeler's Wheel, Stuck in the Middle, and Baker Street. So when it comes to you, I think I got your kind of music down.
Maybe not, because I don't really feel any one particular genre. I mean, I've got stuff that I do that's rock, southern rock, a little bit of reggae. I do some country, even some funk, and a little bit of one I do that's got a little riff in there that I hate to say it, but it's actually a little bit of hip hop-ish, which is not anything that I really like personally, but it fits the song.
That is pretty amazing. So, okay, it's a labor of love, but what are you going to do with it? I know it's your pastime. I know it's your hobby. I know it's your passion, but do you have any ambition of forwarding this? I mean, there are people online who have legions of followers because they just write some really good stuff.
You know, I've not pursued that. I tried the traditional way where you send out the demo tapes and stuff like that. And quite frankly, even if you go online and you find that there's a label that says that they're looking for material, it comes back unopened and says, we don't accept unsolicited material. And it really kind of bothers me a little bit, because if they would have at least opened it up and said, you're horrible, I could live with that. But to not know what you don't know, I think it's a little short-sighted.
Well, be a talk show host, and you'll find out in real time that you suck. I know that. You know, Pete, I wish you the very best. And if you think that you've got something that's really, really good, get yourself a copyright lawyer before you put anything online.
Oh, I have everything copyrighted.
I'm glad
I get 10 songs together.
No, I appreciate hearing from you. Good luck. That's great.
Appreciate it. Nice talking to you, Tom.
No, my pleasure. My son likes to not be in the foreground. He likes to be in the background. He doesn't really like it when I talk about him. We get along fine. It's nothing like that. But I'm going to tell you in all seriousness, in all honesty, my son is a beyond this world songwriter. He is utterly amazing, and I'm going to make a very bold statement here. My son's lyrics are as good or better than Bob Dylan's in his prime, and I'm not saying that because I'm his dad. He does not use his real name, but he's got quite a following, and he is not my kind of music, but for what he does, he's mind-blowing, and he's already getting stuff ripped off. That's the funny thing. He's already getting stuff stolen. Anyway, it is 3:57 at Newsradio. I know he should talk to his sister. I think he already has. It is 3:57 at Newsradio 930 WBEN. I'm not going to tell you the name he uses, but just he wants to paddle his own canoe, and I totally respect that. It is 3:57 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Talking to you about what hobbies you have, what are your passions. Still waiting for the first beekeeper to call in. Come on. Am I not stinging you in the right place? I have beekeeper friends. I'm always bothering them and pestering them about beekeeping. I'm pestering you now. Skydivers. No, not one skydiver. Not one of you tried skydiving and made it a regular thing. Scuba diving. I used to scuba dive. I can't anymore. It's great. I enjoyed it. Didn't get sick once. 803. You can call now or wait till about 5 minutes after four. Stay with us on News Radio 930 WBEN, and we can voyeuristically find out what these other people are up to.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!